Hi, I'm Amara and I'm going to talk about how my grandparents' life was. The aspects I'm going to talk about are their schools, their family disciplines, their dreams and aspirations, their life difficulties and photos or objects. First, about the school. My maternal grandmother was born and lived in Aribe, a village in the Aozca Valley. Being a small and inhabited town, the school wasn't like the ones in the big villages or cities. There was only one teacher for all the students, so it was more complicated to learn and even teach. But my grandmother liked to study so much that she always asked for more. What I can say about the family disciplines is that respect and obedience to parents was very important and taken very seriously back then. My grandmother was the second of six siblings and took care of her four younger siblings alongside her older brother. About her dreams and aspirations. Among other things, she liked languages, and although her parents knew Basque, they didn't teach it to her because the Franco dictatorship only allowed Spanish to be spoken. When she was older and could, she learned Basque in evening classes, and before getting married, she worked babysitting in France, where she learned French. She also liked sewing, so she went to some course where she also learned some embroidery and crochet knitting. Life in her village had difficulties, especially because of the long winters that, together with its geographical location far from larger and bigger population, made the possibilities of work less. And about photos or objects that I keep, the first photo is embroidery and crochet knitting that my grandmother did. The second is my village during the winters that I have talked about before. And the third is a shoe mold, which was used by my great-great-grandfather, who was a shoemaker.